This is DOE SBIR Talk.
In response to the letter of intent that you submit to the Department of Energy, you might receive a notification of apparent non-responsiveness email. Now, it's important to note that receiving this email does not preclude you from submitting a full proposal on your proposed project. But it is a serious warning that mitigating measures must be taken in order to be responsive to the topic. Our suggestions on that mitigation follow. First, review the topic-subtopic pair again, looking for any obvious explanation for the apparent mismatch. Did you misread or misunderstand the topic or the subtopic? Or did DOE not understand how your project would address the topic and subtopic? Second, then talk with a DOE topic author to further clarify the perceived inconsistency. Three outcomes are possible after this conversation. First, you still believe that your project is responsive, but you now strive to be clearer in your proposal about the relevancy of your project to the DOE topic and subtopic. Second, you conclude you were not responsive to the topic. You decide not to submit a proposal because what DOE wants is not what you can or want to provide. Third, you conclude you were not responsive to the topic. You revise your approach to reflect your new understanding of the topic, and that approach becomes the basis for your full proposal. If possible, it is preferable to have this conversation via phone as opposed to email, as you are always more likely to gain additional insights in a phone call that would not be possible via email. Always maintain a positive and professional attitude during this conversation to maximize the chance for an honest and productive exchange with the topic manager. To help reduce the chances of receiving an apparently non-responsive email regarding your proposed project, we strongly encourage you to contact the DOE topic author who is responsible for this topic and subtopic before preparing the LOI. If you cannot reach the topic author after a couple of attempts to do so, then we recommend you send a polite email to sbir-sttr@science.doe.gov and ask for assistance. It is important to remember that DOE only sends out apparently non-responsive LOI letters and does not send out notices of encouragement. The date when the non-responsive LOIs are to be distributed is always clearly noted on the DOE SBIR FOA website. Therefore, if you do not receive a letter on or around the specified date, you can assume your LOI was responsive. Now, it takes considerable time to develop a responsive Phase 1 SBIR or STTR application package. Therefore, once you submit your letter of intent, continue to actively work on your application. Do not stop working. Do not wait until after the non-responsiveness emails are distributed before you start working again, as you will not have enough time to do a good job.
This is DOE SBIR Talk.